We've been in a spot where literally we did nothing but rental vehicles.
Oh my gosh, this thing costs a lot of money.
Baron Wolfgang 9368 asked, hey guys, out of all the vehicles available out of there, used vehicles, which one do you think is the best suited for a party rental slash... What Baron Wolfgang 9368 is trying to say is that, one, he needs a vehicle that is able to handle large hauls, as well as a vehicle that isn't going to be so costly in insurance and upkeep. So what is his best option?
So his best option is going to be Eddie.
His best option is what he's doing right now. And the reason being, you can drop the trailer and just do a small order. Or if you have a bigger order, you just hook up the trailer. And you're right, it is a pain because, you know, that bad boy swinging around in back of you, you have to take in consideration, you got to turn wider. And then when it's time to go in reverse, most people are like, I'm scared. And then they're like going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If you're not comfortable with that and you're ready to ditch the trailer, then the best option would be a transit, like a high top. I would go with that option just because you can stand up like tables and stuff like that. Or if you're doing bounce houses, you can even do that. And I know you can put a little lift gate on the back as well. The insurance on the box truck, it's like an automatic commercial. On the transit, the vans, you can kind of sneak away with just doing regular insurance. That way to kind of keep your costs.
We have a list that we created that you can get down the link to below. It'll be right underneath the ultimate checklist. Right underneath it, there'll be a spreadsheet that goes over a lot of different vehicle options that you can choose to go through. So make sure you look at those vehicle options as well. What is your favorite vehicle? Not a box truck.
In the van series, what I like is I like the Ford Transit.
Yeah, that's like the one we got.
The high top. Yeah, we've driven the Mercedes.
The ProMaster. We've driven all of them.
Yeah, we've driven all of them, actually.
The Chevy van, too, already.
Yeah, the Chevy one. Personally, I like the Ford. It's because of the parts are, like, really available. They're not too expensive. And then next would be, like, the Mercedes Sprinter. Those are nice.
Yeah. Remember that one time I wouldn't move no more?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because like if you got to jumpstart that thing, it's a pain in the butt.
We've owned a GMC. We own both that one too. We got to show a photo of what it looks like now. And then we own a Chevy. We own the Ford Transit, the low top, and we own a Ford Transit, the high top, too, as well. Mm-hmm. We put a photo of the high top one. We got a grill on ours. Look mean. Ready to hit somebody. You know, take somebody's family away or something like that. So watch out for that. They're sad. I hear people out here dangerous.
When the kids are ready for the bounce house, like, move. Push them with that thing.
Push the thing in there. But so you better see that. But it works pretty well. It's the same one we take into Austin. And going forward, that'll be the only type that we'll be purchasing.
I actually have some extra information that was given to me by another viewer. So this is by Giscombe. I can't really say it. Giscombe, the event boss. He actually said, and this is for everyone who is unable to afford a vehicle at this moment. He said, I only believe in U-Haul trailers, flat rate. The U-Haul van can work out costly. So what he's basically saying is just rent out the U-Haul trailer. You don't have to pay for gas or nothing. And that's it.
Yeah, unless you are a trailer, it's only $19, $29. You can see on their website real quick. It's very cheap on the deal. We've done that in the past. You just hook up to the box truck. And that's something we might even do in Austin if we need some extra when we send the pickup truck down there, if we don't buy our own trailer. Because you get like a 12x8 or something like that.
That's enclosed too.
You're enclosed and it's low. It's kind of this shorter, but I think that helps it with drag. And those work out because if you do the trucks and stuff, those mouths eat you alive. We've been in a spot where literally we did nothing but rental vehicles.
Yeah, they'll get you at the $19.99, and then once you add those miles in, and then after that you have to fill it back up, and then you're like, oh my gosh, this thing costs a lot of money. Actually, there was one that I remember we just used it for like delivery in Oklahoma, pick up and drop off. I think that thing came out to like $400-$500. And we're like, dang.
Yeah, that's crazy. So beware, you want to use those as sparsely as possible. Realistically, your better bets would be like, we use Fluid. Fluid works kind of, but you have to depend on what you're actually moving stuff in there. I don't think it's a long-term solution, but Enterprise, those have the lower mileages for the bigger vehicle. You just pay a larger fee. So if that works out, that could be something that you can rent out for just a weekend or something, get a lot of work done, and then return it, depending on how much work you have. We might take one of those and put it into our system in the future, just depending on how things goes. Just when it gets really busy, we can have a big vehicle. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you have any questions, put it down a comment. We answer all the comments as fast as we possibly can. We've been working on it and really appreciate you guys coming in. So thank you so much. Please let me know what vehicle that you are using right now. Drop it down in the comment section. Drop it like it's hot down there. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we are the Rental Boys. And we'll see you in the next one. And don't forget, get that ultimate checklist. And also, too, we have the link down below to all the vehicles that you can possibly look at getting that we recommend.